The Torah in Parshat Ki Tisa provides a mitzvah in four verses. This is in the 30th chapter of Shemot, four verses long, 18 to 21. We have the following mitzvah. Moshe is told, V'asisa kior nechoshes, you should make a laver made out of nechoshes, which is brass probably, or copper or bronze. Most likely bronze, I think, given that it has to be able to hold water without getting ruined. The rachza for the purposes of washing. V'nasata oto b'noam weida ben mizbeach v'nasata shama mayim. And you place this laver in such a place that it is near the temple and also near the altar. What's the purpose of this? Rachatzu aron uvanav mimenu et yidehem et raglehem. The priest will be able to wash from it their hands and their legs. Why are they washing their legs? The text doesn't say why they're washing either of them, but it mentions pretty clearly that they have to wash their hands and also their legs. When do they wash? When they go to the tent of meeting, they have to wash their hands to avoid the death penalty. It's disrespectful to go to God's house and to serve there without washing. So to avoid the death penalty, you have to wash before entering the tent of meeting. Even if they do not enter the tent of meeting, but they go to the altar, then they need to wash in that case as well. And the last verse repeats, they have to wash their hands and again their feet to avoid the death penalty mentioned a second time. And this is a rule that applies in all of their generations. This law seems fairly clear. A Kohen needs to wash his hands on a regular basis. If he doesn't do so, he incurs the death penalty. There is one important detail of this law, which is not actually addressed in the verses, which Rambam and the other commentaries are going to have to address. There are a number of things that a priest cannot do, and if a priest does them, the service is ruined. If a priest is impure, for example, the entire sacrifice done under the state of impurity is invalid. What is the rule in this case if a priest were to serve without having washed his hands? Do we say that the service is valid and the priest dies, or that the service is invalid? Let's look at how Rambam addresses that question. Now, the first halacha in the Rambam, in the fifth chapter of the Laws of Temple Entry, Biat Mikdash, essentially restates the verse with almost no addition. Now, this Rambam is almost directly restating the verse. Mitzvah say the Kadesh Kohen Ha'oved Yadav V'Raglav. It is a positive commandment for a priest who is going to serve to sanctify his hands and feet. V'Yachar Kach Ya'avod, and only afterwards does the service, as it says, quoting the verse we just saw, V'Rachatzu Aaron Uvanav Mimenu Et Yidehem Et Raglehem. That we know, it's a mitzvah to do it. Then part two, V'Kohen Shavah V'lo Kidesh Yadav Raglav Shachrir Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim, Shne'amar Yuchatzu Mayim V'lo Yamutu. So the Rambam begins by restating the two principles that were clear in the verse. Number one, that the Kohen must wash. And number two, that if a Kohen fails to do so, he carries the death penalty. I want to draw your attention to two interesting formulations here in the Rambam. The Torah, when describing this mitzvah, used the verb washing, rachatzu. They have to wash their hands. And a second time, yirchatzu mayim, they should again wash their hands. Rambam, though, uses a different verb to refer to this mitzvah. Likadesh, to sanctify. And then a second time, velo kidesh, not to sanctify the hands. This, I think, is telling, because the verb to wash implies something physical. You have to wash the hands. You're washing off dirt, perhaps. But using the word likadesh, to sanctify, encourages us to realize that this isn't, you know, to remove something. It's to upgrade the individual's status or their hand status or their, whole connection with the divine. And that's why this is being done. It's a spiritual, as we said, sanctification, and not just something physical. I think this also shows that it's not to remove impurity, because generally, if you're removing impurity, the verb that you would use is litaher, to purify. The word here, this isn't just the Rambam's word. The Talmud uses this word frequently to refer to this. But the Rambam's word likadesh shows that even if the hands are totally clean, and even if the individual is totally pure, there is a heightened sanctification that comes from washing the hands. It's not clear in the Torah why washing hands gives sanctification. It's not like there's that many other sources in which we see somebody washing their hands, and then we say, oh, now that you washed your hands, you have been sanctified. But one interesting note is that the Rambam teaches the yirchatsu, the practical, physical washing, and turns it into likadesh, the spiritual elevation and sanctification. A second thing to note in the Rambam is that the Rambam seems to limit this mitzvah to a kohen, to a priest. What if you have a non-kohen? We ask the same question regarding some of the other requirements for priests going into temple service, like not having a haircut, etc. What if you have a non-kohen engaged in temple service? Slaughtering, for example, is something which a kohen, which a non-kohen can do as part of temple service. Do they need to wash their hands? So the Rambam looked at the verses, and the verses again mentioned Aharon uvanav. It mentioned Aaron and his sons, which seemed to strongly suggest that the mitzvah only applies to a kohen, and if a non-kohen engages in temple service, he does not wash his hands. That also suggests this isn't about purity and impurity, which we'd expect would apply equally to anyone trying to do service. It's about the kohen as an individual who finds a way to upgrade himself through the washing of his hands and legs before participation in temple service. The verse didn't say explicitly what happens to the service. And the Rambam rules, Avodav to psula ben kohen gadol ben kohen hedyot. If he has not washed, he cannot engage in any service done in that situation is ruined. How do you know that's true? Shneamar chukat olam. It says chukat olam by washing the hands. That same phrase appears by bigdei kuhuna, by the priestly vestments. Ma mechusar begadim machal avoda kmo shebiyarnu. Just like if a priest is not wearing his garments, the service is ruined. Av mishlo rachatz yadav raglav mechalel avoda. So to a priest who has not washed his hands. What do you make of the Rambam's comparison of a kohen without washed hands to a kohen not wearing his clothing? Is that just a superficial legal comparison? That, if you don't wear the clothing, the service doesn't work, and if you don't wash the hands, the service didn't work. Or perhaps it's more essential than that. It's part of the uniform to have your hands washed. You put on the uniform, you make sure you make sure the hat is on straight, you make sure the belt is carefully wound, and part of the uniform is that you wash your hands. That further explains why it only applies to the Kohen. It's part of you get dressed for the day, and that includes your washing of your hands. And as we said, it's part of getting dressed for the day, therefore in Halacha Gimel. It's not that every act of a Kohen requires new washing. It's just how he gets ready in the morning. You do it once in the morning, and it works as long as he's serving. But there are three things that takes him out of that moment of I'm serving for God. Number one, if he leaves the temple. Number two, Yashan, if he sleeps. Number three, Tolmayim, he uses the facilities. Or number four, Yasiach Dato, he stops thinking about the cleanliness of his hands and feet. If one of these four things the Kohen does, then he has to sanctify his hands again. So it's about presenting yourself, getting ready to serve. You do it once, and it covers everything you do that day. But there are various actions which sort of create a barrier or a stop, and then you have to wash the hands again. Is there any modern day application to this law? Now, we know that we wash our hands conventionally before consuming bread, but that isn't related to this. The washing of the hands before the consumption of bread is related to impurity. And the Rambam has made it clear that this washing has nothing to do with impurity. So that is hand washing, but it's not related to this. There's also the washing of the hands that a Jew does every morning. Now, typically, there are two explanations given for why a Jew washes his or her hands in the morning, which don't connect to this. Typically, some explain washing the hands in the morning as related to some sort of ruach ra'ah, some kind of spiritual something, but that doesn't seem to connect to this. And some people say it's that the hands are dirty, because at night, you know, the hands can become dirty, and then they are cleaned in the morning. Both of those don't seem to connect to this particular statement of Rambam. But is there a third way of explaining the concept of washing the hands every morning that allows us to actually connect that to this law here of the priest washing their hands? So let's move over and look at the Rambam in the laws of prayer. Rambam writes at the start of the laws of prayer, there are five things that are required before prayer, and one of them is taharat hayadayim, the purification of the hands. This is a different word than the kiddush yadayim of the priests. Also, it's mentioning the hands and not the feet. The Rambam begins by talking about tarat yadayim, the purification of the hands, not rachatz, washing, or kiddush. But then he says, "Vamed dvarim amurim," this is in the Laws of Prayer, Parak Hey, Halacha Gimel, "when do I say she'eino mitaher tefillah el yadav bilvad," that the priest only washes the hands, "bishar tefillot," without talking about mincha and mariv, "chutz mitfilat shacharit," not including the morning prayer, "aval shacharit," but in the morning, "rochetz panav yada v'ragla v'achach yitpalel," he washes the face and the hands and the legs before prayer. All the commentaries, including Ravid, ask on this Rambam, where did you get washing the legs from? The Talmud often talks about rabbis who wash their hands before prayer, mashi yadei, the Talmud often says. But where do we get this idea that the legs have to be washed before prayer? So some of Rambam's super commentaries say that actually the law of washing one's hands in the morning derives from the Kohanim. Because after all, Why did the rabbis say that every morning we need to wash our hands in the first place? Where does that come from? So according to this view of some of the Rambam's commentaries, how did the Rambam know you have to wash your legs every morning? He got it from the laws of the priests. The priests have to wash their legs before engaging in temple service every day. And the Rambam says, well, our prayer is analogous to the service of a priest. And therefore, if the priest sanctifies the hands and the legs every day, therefore, we should do the same. So, correct. I'm skeptical in this reading of the Rambam that the Rambam derived this law from the priests, because that only explains legs, does not explain face. The priest does not need to wash the face. Also, as we've mentioned, the word lekadesh doesn't appear here. So, some people say the Rambam is basing his law here of hand washing on what the priests do, but I think we have two reasons to question whether that interpretation is the best interpretation of Rambam. I'm comfortable saying for me that it's a reasonable explanation for us to give to say we wash our hands in the morning just like the priests wash their hands in the morning. I think that that's a meaningful way to understand what we're doing in the morning. And even though the Rambam doesn't say this, other commentaries do say this, that we are washing our hands in the morning like a priest washes his hands, because we're sort of dedicating ourselves to a day of service of God. So that's like a meaningful thing to me. That may not work when we describe washing your hands before a mincha, because that may not exactly parallel what the priests do. And it may not be what the Rambam would have felt. But I think there's something to be made out of this idea that we wash our hands every morning, dedicating our day to the service of God, much like a priest washed his hands and legs every morning to dedicate himself towards a day of service of God. We are, the Torah tells us, that the Jewish people are Mamlechet Kohanim, a nation of priests. We're all God's priests in the world, and therefore we all should be washing our hands in the same way to dedicate ourselves to God. Of course, if that's true, we should probably run our legs under the water in the morning as well, which people don't do. The more hand washing is about the hands, because the hands got dirty, or the more it's some kind of cleanliness, and it's based on the social functions or the way people dress. You know, you used to need to wash your feet because people wore sandals. The feet got more dirty. Then you can understand why today we don't really wash our feet in the morning. But all that being said, it's meaningful for me to say we wash our hands in the morning to remind ourselves of priests washing their hands from the kiyor, from the lake. Okay, even though for the Rambam, washing your hands in the morning is not connected to washing the hands out of the kiyor, it should come to no surprise that when the priests duchen, they do wash their hands for that reason. Rambam writes later in the Laws of Prayer, chapter 15, Halacha Hei, Tumas Seidayim Ketzad, why does a Kohen need to have pure hands when they bless the people? Kohen Shalom Atalat Yadav, if a Kohen did not wash his hands, Lo Yisad Kapav, he cannot bless the people. El notot yadav araperek, he washes his hands. Kiderech shemekadshim avoda. Rambam is explicit and transparent. This is done like one is done before service. And notice the word mekadshim, sanctified. Shenemar, as it says, su yideichem kodesh, raise your hands in sanctity, uverchu es Hashem, and then bless God. So the Rambam does believe that the washing of the hands of the priests before duchening is built upon the washing of a Kohen every morning, even if it seems as though the washing before prayer is not. I should note in that regard, right? I should note that if this was real service, namely if Kohen's blessing of the people was real temple service, the Rambam shouldn't have run to Tehillim and the verse U Yedechem Kodesh as the source for the priest washing his hands. He should have just said, this is service like any other. So the fact that he quotes a verse in Tehillim shows that a priestly blessing is not actual service. And when it comes to intoxication also, the Rambam cites a different verse to explain why a priest cannot be intoxicated when duchening. It's not an actual service, it's just patterned after it. Perhaps in a rabbinic sense, it's patterned after it. In many congregations, it's the practice that the Levi washes the Kohen's hands before the Kohen blesses the people. If it's really patterned after what happens in the Beis HaMikdash, that may not be the correct thing to do. Because when the Rambam describes the Kohen sanctifying his hands here, there's no mention of the fact that Levi will do it for him. In fact, it seems pretty clear that the Kohen is going to wash his own feet and not somebody is doing it for him. So sometimes a Kohen will say, there's no Levi, how do I wash my hands? But the Kohen here we see is washing his hands on his own, and it's not that somebody else is doing it for him. Okay, skipping to a later Rambam about the way that the hands are washed by the priests. The Rambam says in Halacha Yud, mitzvah lekadesh, again, that word lekadesh, to sanctify, mimei hakior, from the holy laver. The ideal performance of the mitzvah is from the laver itself. Mimkidesh me'achad mikli hasharet, harezo kasher. But it doesn't actually have to be the laver. It has to be any sanctified vessel. Aval kli achol einon mekadshim. You can't use, you know, a non-sanctified vessel. But it does have to be through the use of a vessel. When returning to the morning washing, there's a whole question whether the morning washing requires a vessel. The people who say that the purpose of the morning washing is just to clean your hands because they're dirty, they say running tap water can work. Cleanliness, in fact, you know, running water would be better for cleanliness than washing out of a basin. But the more you see this as sanctity, the more you understand that the water has to come from a sanctified vessel. You start with the sanctified vessel, which has kiddushah. The water passes its way through that sanctified vessel, which has kiddushah, and then makes its way to the hands and feet of the Kohen, and then sanctifies them. So this idea of needing to use a holy vessel for the sanctification fits with our idea that this is about holiness and not about cleanliness. And also not about impurity, because impurity doesn't require a vessel. In fact, the Rambam says, "Hitvil yada baragla b'mei mikvah." If you put your hands and your legs in a mikvah, afilu b'mayan, even a spring, which is provides more sanctification, more purification than a mikvah, ein zeh kiddush klal ad sheyirchatz b'kli. It's not sanctification unless a vessel is used. So you see from these sources that Rambam is moving this law away from purification, where a mikvah or a spring would work, and into its own unique category of sanctification. This concludes our conversation of the Kohen washing his hands every morning and a number of applications of this even in our modern times as well.